Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hi, I'm so delighted to be here today. I am Valerie Kirkgaard. I am your host. This is our 21st year on radio. And for 21 years, we've been bringing you some amazing conversations, all the way from Olympic champion Mark Spitz to internationally known nutritionist J.J. Virgin. Carol Channing's been on Waking Up in America. Every one of them has brought us something very special. What they have in common is excellence. Our spiritual world has been represented frequently by Patricia Cota Robles. So we cover the gamut here, and one of my favorite interviews of all time was Art Bagonzi, who was a pitching coach, and we discussed Ted Williams and his pitching stance. What you find from all of these conversations is that the people that have spoken on Waking Up in America and speak to create dialogues for your interest are actually totally excellent in their field. And when you talk to people that are excellent in your field, you'll see that there are just certain things, certain thoughts, certain points of views that they have in common that when we emulate them or we look at life from that perspective, impossible things become possible. And that's one of the most amazing gifts I've gotten out of doing this for 21 years on the radio. Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network says that we're doing radio that will change the world. And we will change the world as we spread the messages that we're getting here, as we, I should say, one of the things I do is I read the news every week and something happens, and when I read the news, I find that I get plugged into certain things. A couple of weeks ago, I loved the fact that the manners police are striking in Japan and they are stopping people that are rude and giving them lectures on what it is to be polite. So I like that a lot. Conversation I heard this Sunday, I actually listened to it on the radio. The conversation it was a radio conversation forwarded to me. And the conversation was from David Wilcox. I don't know if you, dear listeners, have heard of him. He's having a very amazing talk about the fact that we have, about our pituitary gland and the continuum of time and how we perceive time. And what he was saying is that with our pituitary gland, we actually have the ability to walk in and participate in the time-space continuum. But because the pituitary gland is filled with water, and the water is calcified from a lot of the little things that we've been up to, and that we don't have the instruction manual on it anymore, that we're not actually doing much of that, not at least the quotes common people. I put quotes around that. Scientists, however, he was saying, have actually found a way to generate a machine that does create the time-space continuum, and that they're actually able to travel into the future at this particular time, much as Jodie Foster did in Contact. And if you noticed, there's been a lot of conversation around about the year 2012. If you haven't heard about it, you should check into it. 2012 could be the end of the world because there's supposedly a planet four times the size of Earth coming to pass by, and it supposedly does that every 16,000 years. Best I can find out from people in the astronomer field, looks like it's happening, that this darling planet is coming. And with it, there's been things that are supposed to be 300-mile-an-hour winds and earthquakes and things of that nature. That's one point of view. David Wilcox says that when they go into the time-space continuum and they go to the year 2012, what actually happens is there's a blank screen. And speculation from the physicists is that we could actually create any future we want at that time, and that we will do that by the power of our thinking and the power of our thought, and that we will actually envision the world. So depending upon which side you choose to listen to, if you choose to listen to fear, you get that the whole world falls apart and only 10% of the people live. And if you listen to, we'll create this future, it's a blank screen. And I checked around also in the world on David Wilcox, highly respected, highly, highly respected. So it seems that it's going to be our choice. So I've dedicated myself to creating programming in which everything is possible. And I know I've had a lot of guests on this show that think that it's war. War is what's going on here. Patty Cody Robles and others like her, and Barbara Marx Hubbard and myself and a number of the spiritual people that have been on this show, they're going to tell you something different. They're going to tell you that 2012 is a point of embarking into a new future. Interesting thing, I heard that the one of the reasons the elections get tipped is that they take the machine, they go in after the election, they see who won the election, and then they come back and they tip it in that state, so that's where they know what state to tip, like whether it's Florida or Ohio or something like that. Supposedly, who's doing all of this is a group called the Illuminati. There's actually one of the videos on our website at wakingupinamerica.com on the video page has a whole conversation about capsules being put in your passport and things of that nature, so that you can have your life managed electronically. And depends upon whether you want your life managed electronically or not. But you might want to check out that video plus some others that we have there. So I can't tell you whether the world's going to blow up or whether it's going to turn into a magnificent new future, but I'm going to tell you that I sure like siding with Barbara Marx Hubbard and the rest of the people that say that this is a line of demarcation and that we can create any future we wish if we take responsibility for it. I happen to be a reader of The Course in Miracles, and I like that book. I always change he to she because I am a she. And with that, I have an honorary doctor, Dr. Burton Goldberg here. And what I so specially like about Dr. Goldberg, honorary Dr. Goldberg, may I call you Burton or Bert?
Burton.
Burton. So, Burton, I was listening and watching your, you actually got three terrific videos. And I want you back for the other two. The one I was watching this morning was Cancer Conquest, the best of conventional and alternative medicine. And I think your presentation and your documentation is just absolutely stunning. And plus the fact that you're a really good-looking guy and you dress well. So this makes you a winner around everything as far as I'm concerned. And I'm wondering, you mentioned in the video that you didn't start out in alternative medicine, that you had an experience. So I was wondering, first of all, if you could tell us what kind of a kid you are. What kind of, you know, who you were when you were little.
Well, that was so long ago, I can hardly remember.
Oh, your mother would probably be able to tell.
My mother has passed over many, many years ago. I happen to be 81 years old. I look about 65, 60, I'm taken for that, because I do a lot of integrative medicine and alternative medicine and have for 30 years. And I got into this field. I lived in Miami, Florida, in Coconut Grove, Miami, and I ran a very successful hotel restaurant club. It was called the Mutiny Club, and it had hotel rooms that were boutique and very lovely, and it was very successful. So I was able to spend time studying medicine, and it all started when the woman who I love very much had a daughter who, at the age of 19, slit her wrist.
Oh, my God.
She was going to a psychiatrist and, frankly, being talked to death. When a holistic physician in California discovered she was hypoglycemic, that means a blood sugar imbalance, she got well from mental illness.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff is like a roller coaster, you know?
If yeah.
You're hypoglycemic, you can be high and low and all over the place. I think you're crazy.
And that's exactly what happened with this young lady. And she was 19. Today, she survived, of course, because with diet and nutrition, she got over mental illness. And I start looking around at heart disease and cancer and arthritis and back pain and autism. You name it. And autism was little known at that time.
Oh, that one really annoys the heck out of me.
Well, I'm doing a film now on autism. I'm doing a film now on human survival to the environmental insults.
I see so many kids getting poisoned with all these drugs for, you know...
Vaccinations.
Oh, there's a good book. I'm sure you're familiar with it, Shot in the Dark.
Yes, indeed, I am. The truth of the matter is that these kids were knowingly affected by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, including the National Cancer Institute and the whole cabal in medicine.
What do you mean knowingly? You mean they absolutely...
They knew that the mercury in the shot, the thimerosal in the shot, did cause problems, did cause it in attention deficit and obsessive compulsive. That's high on the spectrum. Asperger, and then we go on down to autism and the various...
I don't know what Asperger is.
Asperger is a high level of autism.
So mercury in the shots that are, kids are being... Is mercury still in the shots?
Well, they've reduced it in most of the shots. It's still in the flu vaccine.
How can this be?
How can it be?
Yeah, how can this be?
Because you have a government that is the best government money can buy.
That was an understatement, right?
Exactly. It's exactly what's going on in our society.
So what exactly? Do you have any concept about how the money is given, like positions or parties, or how does our government get this money from the pharmaceutical companies? Do you know?
Of course. It's very common. We know about the people who are lobbyists, and there are more lobbyists than congressmen, I mean, by maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times. And so what happens is the party in power, and this isn't a Democrat or a Republican problem. This is a problem with our system of politics. You know all the money that Obama raised and Clinton raised and the Republicans raised? Well, that money comes from people. In the case of Obama, mostly it comes from little to small donations. But when these corporations want to see that the party in power takes care of them so that they can control their particular field of endeavor.
So what did you think about that David Wilcox thing that I was talking about? About going into the future to see who wins and then coming back and tipping the elections?
That may be. That's a conspiracy theory, and I don't want to go there. I like to study science, and there's no question that there's something fishy and something's rotten in Denmark. I don't know what that is, and I really can't go into that.
Into it. But you're open to hearing what's stinking. You're open to opening up the trash can and finding out what is stinking.
Well, we must.
Yeah, we have
but
to.
If we, the reason this is so vital, because we will not survive as we know this planet unless we change. Now, Al Gore did the global warming thing, and we know it's true, and he made an effect. Even the President of the United States got off his high horse and decided to want to do a little something about it, dragging his feet and so forth, and we got to wait until he departs office.
Take a break right now, actually. We're on the air with Burton Goldberg. We're talking about cancer in community, and probably right now we're talking about cancer rampant in politics in the U.S. What if you want to do something that will make a difference and will cost you nothing, go to wakingupinamerica.com and click on the link to Nature Conservancy's Race for the Rainforest. You can save marine wetlands, you can save the ocean, and you can save American prairies. And when you click on one of those three things, you go to the second page and you just log in and sign up for your own click. And I've saved acres over the years, and it makes me proud, and it's something everybody can do. While you're at it, another thing you can do that will make you proud and make a difference is call up the American Red Cross and make an appointment to give blood. Everybody's got some. Everybody needs it. Very few people actually are not qualified to give blood. The Red Cross will let you know about that. But do these things, and you don't have to feel helpless or like you don't have enough money to make a difference. You do have enough money to make a difference. And I want to invite you to check out my emotional clearing process. I'd be happy to give you a complimentary demonstration of directed breath, the Kierkegaard method. I'm totally capable of helping erase any of your past traumas that are affecting your future. And I'd be delighted to do that for you. You can call me at toll-free 866-RADIO-99. Once again, that's toll-free 866-RADIO-99. If you suffer from tinnitus, blocked lymph systems, sinus problems, or hearing loss, go to koningcompany.com and check out this very effective, 5,000-year-old process. Once again, that's www.koningcompany.com. You can also call toll-free 866-RADIO-99 to find out more about that. If you want to make a comment about what you're hearing today on the radio, or you want to ask Dr. Burton or myself a question, just simply send an email to Val, V-A-L, at WakingUpInAmerica.com, and we'll be happy to put your question on the air. So, back to you, Dr. Burton. What I was looking at here was the particular DVD that you put together on cancer. You've got three of them, one on cancer, one on depression, and one on stem cell research. You might want to give our listeners a way for them to order that.
It's on depression, and it's also panic disorder and anxiety. And you can go to my website, burtongoldberg.com, and you can see a sample, a little taste of each one of those films. But anyone who has cancer must see this film. You will see things that you will not read anywhere else. You know, back in 97, I did a book, Alternative Medicine, A Definitive Guide to Cancer, 1,100 pages. What I've learned since 1997 is astounding. And that's why this DVD is so vital. If you know anyone with cancer, write this down, burtongoldberg.com. It's called Cancer Conquest. You'll see a free 4, 5, 10-minute piece of that hour-and-a-half film. But the information is vital for you to know. And let me give you the crux of it. All cancers shed, whether it's blood cancer, bone cancer, or tumors, and they shed, and the little microcells travel through the body. So even when they remove the cancer cell, and particularly when they remove it, because unless they stop the blood supply to that tumor, the cells gravitate and travel around the body looking for another place to land, and that's called metastasis.
What stage does that happen at?
It happens on all cancers immediately. All tumors shed.
You usually hear people say, oh, well, and then the cancer metastasized like it hadn't before that.
Exactly. Well, what happened? Let's take John Wayne. John Wayne had cancer prior to his death about 12 years. 12 years later, he died. Now, what happens is, you know the famous words, we got it all, and then a year or two or five or ten, there's another cancer. It's not another cancer. It's the same cancer. But it mutated, went to another location. And what chemotherapy works on the primary will not work on the disseminated cells.
Okay, let me just ask you a question about chemotherapy, and I'm probably very mistaken here, but I just don't approve of the stuff.
Well, I didn't either in 1997 when I did that book. And anybody, when you go to my website, you'll see the 18 books I've done on alternative medicine. I am now into integrative medicine, and I do believe in the use of chemotherapy, but not the way conventional medicine does it. So you're absolutely correct. But now that you have seen my film, you realize there is a blood test available in Germany.
Yeah.
It's called BioFocus, and if you want to know about that blood test, go to burtongoldberg.com, go to Cancer Blood Test, click on, and you're shunted into a German website called BioFocus in Recklinghausen, which is in the western side of Germany near France, and in the Ruhr, where they have all the coal mines and so forth. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous country, and I've been there.
I'm really interested in that little Italian machine, too.
Well, we have, there's so much in there. There's a device, but I want to go back to that blood test, but there's a device in Berlin where they put iron oxide into the tumor, and then they shake it up on magnetic energy at very high frequency, and it burns out only the cancer and leaving the good cells alone. That's for brain cancers and so forth.
Wow. Well, is this stuff available in the U.S., or do we all have to go over there to get it?
No, you don't have to go over there to get it. I work as a consultant, and I guide people who are ill. And I have a little service. I charge $250, and it's a one-time fee. If people can't afford it, I do it free spiritually. But and I guide them as to where, when, and how, and how to handle diet, nutrition, and which doctors can handle it. But the most important thing is, when you use chemotherapy, you want to know which chemotherapy will work on your cancer. And usually, it's not what the cookbook says, what the oncologists use in this country. Now, this sounds astounding. We can go to the moon. We have GPSs will tell you within inches where you are on this globe, and we can't cure cancer. Well, the truth of the matter is we can cure cancer, but it's totally different than conventional medicine. And in integrative medicine...
Do you think that's part of the payoff? You know, I was thinking about when you were talking.
Well, it is part of the payoff. What happens is these industries, like Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical industry, they use the FDA as cops. And how do they do it? What is the mechanism of this money trail? I haven't finished with that blood test yet, and I want to make sure before the hour is over that we cover that blood test for cancer, because...
Okay, you got 3 minutes for the blood test right now. I don't want to deny our audience anything that you want to give them.
Well, what you do is you send your blood to Germany in a glass container. They send you the kit to draw your blood. Your doctor draws your blood and preserves it, as they say, in the instructions. Again, these instructions are at burtongoldberg.com, cancer blood test. You click on, you get on BioFocus, hit the American flag in the right-hand corner, and it turns to English, and you'll learn about this blood test. Now, why? Because they'll tell you which chemo will work. For instance, you may use Herceptin, which is for breast cancer, on a prostate or on colorectal. I know one guy with prostate cancer who used an ovarian cancer drug. But that's only half of it or a fraction of it. Knowing what will target on the DNA level, this is the latest science that's available in this world. And the other aspect is they then use low dose. They don't use the full dose where your hair falls out, your teeth get bloody and loose, and you must regurgitate. This is medieval. What they do is they use low dose, 20%, 30%, 40%, and then they put the person in full-body hypothermia or insulin potentiated, depending on who, what the doctor is and what's available. One of my best doctors is in Tijuana, Mexico, who studies under the Germans, and everything that's done in Germany is done there and done better. And what he does is he does full-body hypothermia. He puts you into a little chamber for an hour a day, for 5 days a week, and it's comfortable, and there's a doctor there monitoring you. They bring your heat up, and that allows the chemotherapy or the natural substance to go into the tumor. And one thing you want to know, ladies and gentlemen, that cancer loves sugar. So it's important if you have cancer not to eat sugar. Now, conventional medicine never tells you that the diet plays a role. The diet plays an enormous role. So I got that blood test out for you, and then we can go on to the mechanism of how money affects your health, from the cradle being autism to the grave being cancer and Alzheimer.
You know the Optimum Health Institute in San Diego?
They're wonderful. They do wonderful work.
I spent some time down there, and one of the things that I learned when I was down there, Burton, is that cancer also hates cold, and one of the things they do is they use a lot of wheatgrass and things of that nature. So it seems to me, if you couple that up with what's below the border, I actually want to give Dr. Lynn Walker a plug here, because Dr. Walker and an old friend of mine, Terry Gusto, actually went down to Mexico yesterday. I didn't actually get the doctor's name when you were talking. I was wondering if it was the same doctor. Actually down in Mexico getting her blood cleaned. And I don't think people realize that our blood has become as contaminated as our streets, that our grandparents really did have an advantage, that if I ate a peach 50 years ago, and I can say I did that I'd have to eat 25 peaches today to get the same value that I got out of that peach 50 years ago, because our food is picked early and then it's gassed and things of that nature, palatable for us. So, I mean, you know, the question.
And not only that, the farm soil has been, the minerals and nutritional supplements have been farmed out and not replenished.
If you go to the farmer's market, okay, it used to be you would say, is it organic? And they would go yes or no. Now they don't do that. They say, you say, is it organic? And they go, we don't use pesticides. Well, that's good. That means you're not being poisoned, but it still doesn't mean you're getting nutrients. But you say, okay, have you been licensed organic? Because if you've been licensed organic, what Burton was just talking about, it's all in those fruits and vegetables that you're buying. So if you're paying a buck more for them or something like that, it's worth it. And if you're broke, go in at the end of the market and bargain with them because they don't want to take that organic stuff home. It's not going to last that long. So you don't have to go through all of this. There's what you know what I loved on your chart? You had that chart, Burton, about all the different things that come together to make a cure happen. And then you have a little space where the guy says, let's see, how did he word it? Something like, well, we don't have this last little piece here. I think the last little piece is us, don't you think?
No question, we play a big role, and our mind body is it can be toxic as well.
That's great. So you're on the air with Burton Goldberg and Val Kirkgaard, and we're taking a really close look at cancer and how to manage the stuff. And we're going to take a break, and right after the break, we'll be right back with more of how to take care of this, what it looks like, and how to improve your chances to like 90% from 20.
We live in a world that is more alive with possibility than ever before in history. Yet it is easy to get lost in the confusion and chaos of such an accelerated world. How do we stay connected and aligned with the unlimited potential that lies within us and soar in these exciting yet challenging times? Diamond Alignment, a sacred technology for the 21st century, offers high-speed connection and alignment with this divine power within, both convenient and profound. The 6-minute multi-sensory diamond experience delivered via the internet clears your mind, relaxes your body, and creates inner peace no matter what is going on around you. The Diamond Alignment experience effortlessly keeps you charged with joy and equanimity and greater focus and clarity throughout your day. When you experience the expansive energy of Diamond Alignment, you activate the unlimited wealth and potential within you.
Dave, I think I'm very clever to have gotten Jacqueline's Diamond Alignment as a sponsor on Waking Up in America. What you really want to do is go over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com, and when you click on her Diamond Alignment, you can actually hear this transmission again. And I happen to know a lot of the personal history that goes behind this, and this is the closest thing to divine energy that I know of that's being transmitted and can be retransmitted, and I have lists of people that have been affected by this. Sometimes people aren't. I happen to be one who very much is. And the people that are write to me, and that's off the 2-minute one. So I encourage you to go over and check it out. If you've got if money is not an issue for you, I definitely sign up and make this possible for you so that you can just play it in the background when you're working. She actually puts her voice in here simply because on the radio we were concerned that without talking, people would not know what they were listening to and perhaps drift off. So her voice is on as an anchoring point for you, and you don't need that. The contribution of the transmission, it's realigning the electromagnetic field of the body. And I happen to be very responsive to that. If you are too, you'll enjoy it very much. If you have more questions about it and you'd like to discuss it with me, you can call me at toll-free 866-RADIO-99. Also, you can visit our website, once again, at wakinginupinamerica.com. And if you, when you sign up to get our newsletter, which actually lets you know who's going to be on the show next week and sometimes has some comments, you actually get yourself into a drawing for two energy-efficient light bulbs. I mean, that's a good thing. I've actually cut down the electric bill at my home by about 25% by changing the lights here at the house. Also want to invite you to visit. If you're so stressed out by all these conversations that we're having, you go, cancer, cancer, war, I've had enough, I just need to run away. Run away to Roberto's Bungalows in beautiful San Pancho, Mexico. Join Steve and Diana and as your friendly innkeepers at their Walk to the Beach bungalows with charming setting, pool, and kitchens. Really, no kidding. I've been there so many times, it's hard to get me out. Beautiful sunsets, really a simple, loving community, and it'll remind you of times in the past. You walk down the street, and within a day, you've got five people saying hello to you. It's just different. Think five-star restaurants, horseback riding on the beach, and vibrant sunsets. We gather at the beach at sunset, and we just sit there and we watch the sunset happen. It's different every day and it's wonderful. So if you need to kick back and get away from it all, it's Roberto's Bungalows at 971-239-4120. That's 971-239-4120. Tell them you heard about us, them on Waking Up in America. I'm sure they'll do something extra nice for you. If you'd like to get some great cheap vacation resort lots while you're down there, Mexico is where the land values are now going up 30% a month, and your dollar will actually buy you something. So you can call me at 310-455-8623 and say, Val, tell me about a cheap and fabulous Mexican land. So there you go. We're on the air with Burton Goldberg. This is Dr. Val Kirkgaard. This amazing man is, you said 81 years old, Burton?
Indeed.
Oh, my God. So he's been very busy. How many years have you actually been active in creating these things that you're up to here with? How many years ago?
I started studying medicine 30 years ago, and it was 1990 when it took me 4 years to do my first book, Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide, the big silver book, where I put the entire school of alternative medicine under one roof. That was the first time it was ever done, using 380 doctors and covering the entire school, all the therapies from mind-body to acupuncture.
Please, sir. I think it's an easy way to, you know, to get it to people.
Yeah, and you can buy a used copy on Amazon.com. You go to BurtonGoldberg.com, just go on Amazon, look at my books, you go right to Amazon, and buy a used copy. It's really worth having.
So here we are. We're. I know you talked about the blood test, which I thought was a really great diagnostic tool there. You talked about the inappropriateness of certain treatments. In your opinion, if you were, I have a member of my family who's very sick with cancer, is in chemo right now. And bless her heart, she lives up in the farm country. And she goes, Val, I don't understand why I have this. And I said, I think you've been poisoned with pesticides for years. What's the best way? Now, I know about Health Med. Do you know about that?
No.
Okay, Health Med is a program that was put on by a group of people in Hollywood. They actually have other offices where you go and you drink large amounts of oil, and then you take high dosages of vitamin B, and then you exercise, and then you go into saunas. I did it every day for 35 days, and during the course of the time that I did the Health Med program, they totally test you, Burton, before you go in.
Is this Scientology?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that aspect of Scientology is quite excellent. It's detoxification.
I actually did the program for 35 days.
Yeah, it's excellent. They are really on the edge.
They totally are, and they don't mention Scientology. I was afraid to go in there because I was afraid they'd suck me in. But they didn't do that. They actually gave me a total medical workup before I went in, all the way from EKGs to MMPIs, whole geschmaz. I spent 35 days in there. Here's the one that makes me think of my family member, okay? On about day number 25, you sit in the sauna, and then you take you go into the showers, and then you sit in the sauna, and you do this, like, every day for about 4 hours. And when I went into the sauna on this one day, about day 20 or 25, all of a sudden the most wretched stink in the world started to come out of me. And they ran in, and they bagged me, and they put plastic bags on my arms, and what they found out was it was pesticides. And I remember, I actually had a flashback when the stink started coming out of me, and I was like 8 or 9 years old, standing in the orchards of Santa Paula, and I was watching them spray the orange trees. Which makes me think, you know, now probably the oranges, I would even imagine the pesticides probably penetrated the orange skins, and I would also imagine that probably most of the people that were doing the spraying were dead.
Dr. Kirkgaard, it wasn't only when you were eight. Every time you eat a conventionally grown piece of fruit or vegetable, or you go into your meat or chicken or pork, all of these animals are fed grains and so forth that have been used with pesticides and herbicides. Herbicides, there's a lot of heavy metals. We are being poisoned to death in this country, slowly, insidiously. And we all need to detoxify. You know this business of a run for the cure? We have to have a run for the causes. And you notice that nobody talks about what caused that cancer of your loved one, or your cancer, or mine. We must detoxify or die.
Yeah, and I've got the numbers for it, too. After 35 days in that program, Burton, I had 11-point IQ increase. That blew me away. I didn't realize that pesticides were stealing your IQ as well as your health.
Not only that, it's making you fat, because the body holds on to the fat when these poisons and toxins are in your body. But let me tell you a study that was done at the University of Washington in the state of Washington, Seattle. They went over to an island in Seattle, a very wealthy island, and they fed these kids organic food for about 8 weeks. What they did is they took the body burden of poisons and toxins, just like you had, before they did it, and every one of these kids had pesticides and herbicides and fire retardants and all kinds of body burdens of toxins that came through the mother's umbilical, came from their own life. They then fed them only organic food for 8 weeks. At the end of 8 weeks, the body burden had gone down to zero or near zero or total zero.
So you're saying that people could actually clear all these toxins out of their bodies by 8 weeks of organic food, period?
Well, this happens with these kids. I would say that doing the saunas, the far infrared saunas, their special saunas, because they take a bigger dump of the toxins, is very important as well. But look, you had to be in there for several weeks until the heavy stuff started coming out.
Yeah, people actually were in there. Some of the people, like, there were people that were so allergic that they couldn't pick up a telephone because they were allergic to the plastic. There were people that actually could no longer go out in public and be with other people because any scent would get them going. And by the end of that program, they were back in society again. So I just, you know, I'm totally impressed with this. I have a friend that's a Taekwondo champion, literally of the world, and she's been through this program too. I'm thinking maybe, I know how it works, Burton. It works because they put the blood, they take the oil, you drink the oil so that you trick the fatty tissue of the body into thinking that your blood is fat. And then when you go into the sauna and you've had the vitamin B, it starts to make your fatty tissue think that the blood is fat and it starts to release the toxins. I also got a lot of other things, like a 35% improvement in peripheral vision. I mean, these aren't things that are like cancer. I also went to the South Pacific, and in the South Pacific I picked up nuclear radiation poisoning because the French had just done an A-bomb blast down there, like a couple of weeks before, south of Tahiti. And when I came back and I went back into the sauna program, they said to me, so where did you pick up nuclear radiation poisoning? I turned red as a lobster. And they took all that out, too.
Well, I'll tell you where you get nuclear radiation. You get it right in this country. You get it right from every nuclear power plant in the United States. And this is called the Tooth Fairy Project, where they took baby teeth, because what happens, strontium-90 is one of the ingredients in nuclear energy and bombs. Nowhere else on Earth did it ever exist. And they find strontium-90 in baby teeth, the deciduous teeth that fall out of children, and those children who have cancer have higher rates of this nuclear energy. There are higher rates of cancer around every nuclear power plant in the United States of America. Now, this is very well known by the United States government, and it's masked. It's they absolutely lie to you and tell you that these nuclear power plants are safe. It is imperative that we stop nuclear power in this country because it is killing us.
I totally agree with you. And this one is for you, Shannon Sobel. I lost a dear friend about 20 years ago by the name of Shannon Sobel. And I carried her medal when I ran in the Olympic torch relay in 1984. Shannon Sobel and her parents made the mistake of going to Las Vegas and taking a tourist bus tour to the atomic site there. Every member of Shannon's family died of cancer with the exception of the mother that had to sit and watch her children and her husband die, and it came from visiting the atomic test site. So this is just baloney, you guys. If anybody is suggesting in your community that plants get up, we're going to be talking about that after the break after. But if they want to dump atomic waste in your neighborhood and create an atomic waste ground at your home, don't let them do it. We'll be right back after the break, and I just want to say thank you very much for what you're bringing up here on this program today. It's powerful, powerful stuff. Burton, you rock as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Right now I'm going to rock myself right over to Stardoves, bless their hearts. Stardoves, for a clean, welcomed, effective mailing list, check out Stardoves. Click on the spaceship on our website at wakingupinamerica.com. And when you talk with Raw, you tell him Val sent you, and he'll give you a special price if you buy more than one mailing. I've had amazing results with this guy. And once again, the number is 904-460-8083, and we're actually going to have Raw on the radio show soon, and you're going to enjoy it because Raw is a starseed, and for those of you who know what starseeds are, this guy is a very good trip, and he's going to be bringing his wife, Moira, with him. I just love the whole conversation. It's got a mailing list right now. It stands at 722,000 people and growing. It can't get the names into the mailing program fast enough and get programs big enough to pass this stuff out. So if you want to mail to a really high-quality, extraordinary people, I've met the best people in the world through Stardoves all the way. And I've talked to them in England. I've talked to them in Canada. I've talked to them in different countries. They're all over the world, and they're just totally fabulous people. So check it out and see what you can do there. And what can I say? Check out my emotional clearing process at 310-455-8623. I'll give you a complimentary half-hour session, and I actually can go into your electromagnetic field and release charges from your past that you think are the truth, and the moment the charges are gone, all of a sudden the world looks different. So if you got some big fat burden you've been carrying around, maybe you can see it from a different point of view by calling 310-455-8623, and let me see if I can do a little magic with you. And I'm on the air with Dr. Burton Goldberg. We're talking about cancer. And, you know, I think we really hit an important thing here with how cancer, it's almost like we're being surrounded by it. I mean, it's like almost, actually, Barbara sent in saying, where she sent in an email saying, Burton, where can I hide?
Well, that's why I'm doing this film I'm now working on. It's called Do No Harm. It's a working title. And the object is to make you aware that it is very difficult to get away from these things. But with information, the bottom line to this picture that I'm doing is campaign reform. Until we take the money out of politics, because the money corrupts. It's obscene what happens. It's obscene to have people have to raise money to buy advertising time for television and radio. Those airways belong to us, the public. And we allow these corporations to make zillions of dollars for television and radio when they should be giving the airway free equally to every single candidate. And every candidate, until we can get campaign reform, good campaign reform, that's not lukewarm, where the politicians get around it.
How are we going to do this? I mean, you and I can talk.
We have to have a congressional Bill of Rights. We've got to change the legislation. We have to change the way we do things.
Already determined that so much of the legislation is corrupt, and that basically that the pharmaceutical companies own Congress.
That's correct. Our corporations, not only pharmaceutical, chemical, but the food, the beef industry, mad cow disease, all of this is prevalent in our society. It's known in part as Alzheimer.
So I'm going to suggest that the way we're going to do this is that each individual is going to make a commitment. I would guess that, for one thing, I know about Optimum Health Institute personally. I know about the Health Med program personally. I know about organic foods personally, and sometimes I get lazy. So the reality of the situation here is I want to make a commitment to being engaged in the situation and to be speaking in my community, you know, about community issues and community projects. And if anybody has any legislation that's trying to move nuclear plants or nuclear waste into your neighborhood, stop it. Get together, meet your neighbors, find out you have them. We actually have a very active group here in Topanga Canyon where I live, Burton.
Yes.
We have these little alliances in the neighborhoods. Each neighborhood has its own little community. So if there's burglars in the neighborhood, we'll send out an email saying, watch out, keep your doors closed. Well, there's burglars in the neighborhood, folks, and it's the United States neighborhood. And what's happening in our neighborhood is we're being overrun by companies. And I don't know any other way to do it than to start one at a time and talk to your neighbors and talk to your friends. And I don't know how much letter writing is making a difference. Do you know? I don't really have a sense that it is.
I don't think anything can be done. We've tried over and over until we have a constitutional amendment. We changed the Constitution to allow for no money in politics. Everybody, whether he's a shoemaker, a mailman, or a banker, or a stockbroker, or Indian chief, everybody has a chance to run for office. You get enough signatures, and the money is then put up by the government. No money from anybody, and it's done in the state of Arizona and in Maine, and it works.
Well, I tell you something. I know for a fact, I've had Clint Curtis on the radio show here. We know for a fact the people in Ohio are actually in jail for corrupting the Ohio election. Now, explain to me how come that's never been overturned. This is why when we talk about this, I don't know where to go, because our president was elected falsely for the second time. The people that allowed the election to occur have been placed in jail, and yet still he's in office. How does that happen? I mean, I don't know. We're talking about good ideas here. I don't know how you throw yourself into a corrupt machine without getting chopped up and spit out.
It's a constitutional amendment is the only way.
Okay, so you say a constitutional amendment is the only way, and I watched our current president get rid of habeas corpus with his little executive order.
You're absolutely correct, and we must throw the devils out.
So how do we throw the devils out, honey? I don't
care. As far as I'm concerned, Obama is the way to go, because we've let Clinton and her husband run the FDA for 8 years, and it's the same FDA that exists today under the Republicans. It doesn't matter. It's Democrat or Republican.
So you really feel like Obama's clean?
Well, you know, I don't see anything other source. I certainly wouldn't go for McCain. This war is an insane asylum, and I feel women should have the choice. I mean, that's what this nation's about. People left Europe to get for religious freedom, and they want to, you know, I think it's really important for women to have their choice. And I don't want to have a Supreme Court with that kind of ilk. So my suggestion is that right now I like Obama.
Well, I like Obama, but I'm in the situation where I can't even imagine how he's going to function in the middle of all this corruption.
Well, the point is, we need eventually, and this is a long-range picture, getting candidates who believe in campaign reform and who will vote for
a constitutional amendment to take all money out. Those people in politics don't want this.
Well, I think then we're going to have to probably replace Nancy Pelosi.
Well, everybody in politics that's in doesn't want to have competition. So it's going to be a long education. This will only happen if the public rises up and makes the difference. This is a call to action. Join the organizations that believe in campaign reform.
I can send you a video that was forwarded to me yesterday, and when I looked at it, it was like Dumb, Dumber, and Dumbest. They were asking Americans on the street, for instance, they were asking questions like, what is Cambodia or where is Cambodia? And they thought that perhaps it was a food. And then they were asking questions like, what is the currency of Europe? And they thought it was the Queen's dollar. And what I was struck by was how many people, I think we've been entertained to death, okay, rather than given information. So I think we're going to have to actually do something to get a hold of the airwaves.
Yeah, the dumbing of America.
Yeah, the dumbing, and boy, we've been successful in dumbing up, let me tell you. What we care about is when the next Dancing for the Stars is on.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with entertainment, but our school systems are not doing what they should do, and we really have to pay attention to it. Instead of fighting wars over in Iraq and being lied to and taking the money away from the education and building bridges and the infrastructure of our society.
You know, it's very funny because 9/11, the day before 9/11, the Pentagon mentioned that it had lost $3 trillion, okay? And then the next day, the Pentagon finance office was blown up, which I found an interesting thing. Now I hear that the war is going to cost $3 trillion by the time it's ended, but I don't even think that's the end of it. So we take a look at that. We've got $6 trillion that the military has managed to spend or is not accounted for. If we take a look at that $6 trillion, I can't even conceive of that. I don't even know how many zeros that is, $6 trillion. But it would pay off the national debt, and it probably would take care of all the schooling things that we have going on. So perhaps it's an alternative to war. Mr. Charlton Heston died quite recently, and I understand his position. I know why he liked guns so much and so on and so forth. He felt it was the American right, and I know that he liked living his life as a hero. And Charlton Heston, I actually want to say thank you for coming here and giving us the other side, because I know you totally believed in what it is that you're doing, but I know that there has to be another way, and I know that we're gasping for air, that our bodies are falling apart, that people like Burton here have spent the last 30 years of his life making a difference and putting out education, that this is my 21st year on radio doing this, and that we're not alone. There are others around. And I like Dancing with the Stars as well as the next person, but what we really have to do is what can we do in our community? I live in Topanga, so I've got an advantage over you. We've got a hot little newspaper that could probably be a Pulitzer Prize paper if it was published weekly. Amazing people live here in the canyon, but I suggest amazing people live in your community. And it's time to say, you know, the British are coming, and one if by land and two if by sea, and I'm going to get out and I am actually going to start spreading the word, because I would really like to have a place for my dogs and children in the future to occur. And, you know, Burton, just thank you for your work. I want to have you back so you can talk about the other stuff that you're up to. I really am myself. Your stem cell conversation. You're an amazing human.
This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother.
Diamond Alignment, Stardust, Roberto's Bungalow.
You're not crazy.
Producer Nathan Jett. To Rich Kepler at the station, thanks for putting this all together. Thank you, Burt Goldberg. You're a winner, and you're a good looking one at that. And you're just amazing for your age. You're an inspiration to us all. Our chief technical officer, Abach, our webmaster, CyclopsStudios.com, to Jeff Spinard and the team at Voice America, and to Ben Mygan, that music you hear in the background, that's Almost Ordinary People. And the deal about Almost Ordinary People is they decide to stop and be more than ordinary, and they decide to take charge of their world, their planet. Let's just keep going, and let's get it done. And remember, we can go global green one thought at a time, and that means you put green in your life, in your heart, and you start taking responsibility for things, and we can turn this around. We will turn this around. We are turning this around. Thank you for listening.
Hear the music, feel the dance. Hear the music, feel the dance.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.